Ladies and gentlemen, I give you
the mysterious island.
And it's called, appropriately, Journey to Mysterious Island. What do you think?
Well, this movie is created specifically for my 7 and 5-year-old boys who went with
me. They love it.
Oh, my gosh. They threw out the A. Once again, A plus. One of them gave it an A. He said it wasn't quite an A plus. I was like,
oh, really?
Wow. Okay.
They're getting very discerning.
They are. That's coming from me. This is nothing more than a lazily plotted mishmash of just spectacle, color, and light. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I think, adds a much needed element. He's fun to watch. But this is a place where no idea is too big, and any time spent on effectively executing that big idea is way too small. There's nothing really here for adults to enjoy. The real journey would be to go 2 theaters down and catch the Whales Trapped in Ice movie Miracle. Take your whole family to that. That's something that has something for kids and parents. Okay. I'm going to give it a C-.
C-. Okay. Kids, blues out again. Safe House. Finally, it's here after running all those TV spots. Ryan Reynolds plays a rookie CIA agent who is forced to help a CIA traitor escape from a safe house that is under attack.
It's okay. I remember my first posting, Rio de Janeiro. House like this. Not one single visitor, but I remember rule number one. You are responsible for your house guests. I'm your house guest.
Denzel Washington, looking very Denzel Washington-ish, plays the traitor in this one.
Yes, he does. This is the lazy, good-for-almost-nothing cinematic offspring of The Bourne Identity and The Fugitive, if they had a little tryst. But nowhere near as good as those two and devoid of any brains. Denzel and Reynolds do a fantastic job. They're fun to watch. But the rest of the movie just feels formulaic and fatigued. It's a perfectly fine action movie if it was 10 years ago. I would say the safe bet here is to actually catch this one in a matinee or wait for the rental. I wish it was better.
Huh.
It just wasn't. C-.
Okay. C-.
Another one.
Anything good to say about The Vow? This is Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, this is probably going to be the number one movie this weekend. The thing that scares me is that it says they're proclaiming from the writers of Valentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh, really? Which yeah. You hated and I liked.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you'll like The Vow.
It's
a girly thing. It's an intriguing premise. Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams are in a car accident. She goes in a coma and suffers memory loss. Can't remember him, even though they were just married. So
okay.
Maybe a Valentine's Day movie.
Fair enough. Now, last but not least.
Okay, let's pick it up, shall we?
Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
But Master Yoda said I should be mindful of the future.
But not at the expense of the moment. Be mindful of the living force, young Padawan.
Yes, Master.
Well, didn't they do this already? Oh, but yes, this time it's in 3D.
Well, of course. Gotta redo it in 3D.
Yes, of course. George Lucas's never-ending quest to grab his vast audience by the ankles, turn us all upside down, and shake every last red cent out of our pockets. You know what? They didn't screen this for critics because they've screened it for critics before, but I am going to take... I think this is for people like me who want to take their younger kids. You can re-release it with the 3D gimmick. My kids have never seen it on the big screen.
I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be kind of cool. Sure. Why not?
All right.
I'll give more money to George.
Why wouldn't you? Tuesday is usually when the DVDs come out, but oh, we have a biggie this weekend.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Comes out Saturday. Your favorite.
The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1. These are the vampire movies that suck. Yeah. And
wait,
this
officially comes out Saturday. Are a bunch of stores doing the late night DVD release?
And I don't know why Saturday. Probably because if they released it on Tuesday, all the 13-year-old teenage girls would stay up late and watch it and not go to school.
Yeah. All right.
That's my theory.